We don't hear a lot of news from Equatorial Guinea. Part of it is an island, part of it's tucked into a corner of mainland West Africa. It gets forgotten, probably to the relief of its rulers over the years. But today we're talking about it because something important has happened there. You may remember last year, we reported on the case of Ramon Esono Ebale, a political cartoonist from Equatorial Guinea. He'd lived outside the country for several years, but had gone back to Equatorial Guinea to renew his passport. That was 6 months ago, and that's when things went bad. While he was there, he was jailed on charges of money laundering, but the real reason, according to many people, was his cartoons. They are sharply critical of Equatorial Guinea's dictator, Teodoro Obiang, who came to power in a coup in 1979. Then this past Tuesday, all charges against Esono Ebale were dropped, and the cartoonist is set to be released soon. Tutu Alicante is a friend of Ramon Esono Ebale's. He's also executive director of EG Justice, a human rights group in Equatorial Guinea, which campaigned on behalf of Ramon Esono Ebale. Tutu Alicante, thanks for being with us. What was your reaction when you heard the charges against Esono Ebale had been dropped?
From the beginning, from the time Ramon was detained, you know, we all know that the charges brought against him were completely made up. So it was a relief. It was a relief. But despite this positive outcome, as you noted at the introduction, Ramon is still in prison. Ramon has not been released yet, right? We're still waiting for the sentencing hearing, which we're hoping might take place tomorrow and allow Ramon to join his family this weekend. But we are relieved. We are relieved to see that, you know, at least in this case, some sense of justice, you know, can be claimed here. However, many people remain in prisons in Equatorial Guinea who have not committed any crime.
But despite many other political prisoners still in jail in Equatorial Guinea, and despite the fact that Esono Ebale also has not been released yet, you still see this as an important decision by the court there.
That is because it was clear from the very moment that Ramon was being targeted for speaking out, for using his art and using his blog to criticize the excesses of a government that has been in power longer than any other government that we can point at. Right. And to realize that, you know, in this type of case, with sufficient pressure from the international community, from artists, from activists, we can get Ramon to rejoin his family. For me, that is a success because there are hundreds of people in Equatorial Guinea who have spent years and years and will continue to languish in jail until President Obiang decides. And I should remind your audience here that when we talk about the Equatorial Guinea, we're talking about a government that now sits on the UN Security Council, right? So this is not a government or this is not a country that is completely unknown to the international community. You know, this is a country that has also chaired the African Union and held important international conferences in the country. Yet he gets away with torturing people, with disappearing people, with extrajudicial killings that tend to go unreported, and certainly with complete lack of accountability in the part of the Equatorial Guinean government.
So you see this as a rare moment in Equatorial Guinea where the state admits essentially it made a mistake.
That is correct. Ramon, in fact, on Tuesday, you know, the reason Ramon is able to walk and go home, you know, because the police officer, the accusing witness, the chief witness for the prosecution here, recanted his story.
So Equatorial Guinea is this country that's famously oil rich but desperately poor. And President Obiang, of course, sits on a lot of those riches. It's thought that President Obiang was especially offended by Esono Ebale's graphic novel, Obi's Nightmare, which is basically about a fantasy where President Obiang wakes up one day and is living like an average citizen in Equatorial Guinea. What exactly did the graphic novel show? Why was it so offensive?
The graphic novel shows the corruption, the crimes, the excesses of this government that's been in place for now 39 years. And that is something that President Obiang will not going to admit. It shows Obiang's wife and family members depicted in several ways. Because remember, Ramon's idea behind this novel was to have citizens laugh, right? Laugh and lose that fear of Obiang, who many people see as God inside the country. And that type of poking fun at someone that sees himself as all-powerful is a type of criticism or the type of freedom of expression that Equatorial Guinea, or President Obiang in this case, does not permit.
Can the citizens of Equatorial Guinea see his work?
Yes, they have. We have to say, because Ramon was outside the country and sharing all that work on the internet, and internet penetrability in Equatorial Guinea is very low. In fact, as we speak, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites are completely banned inside Equatorial Guinea. However, people were able to find creative ways going to cyber cafes or going to their offices at oil companies and government offices to download the blogs and the images that Ramon was creating so they could share it otherwise.
Tutu, are you confident that Esona Ebele will be walking freely next week?
Judging from what happened on Tuesday, I think the judicial authorities have no choice but to acquit him of all charges and let him go free. However, the experience of almost 40 years of dictatorship in my country tells me we cannot be confident, we cannot celebrate until Ramon is in fact at home with his family. So while Ramon remains in the country, he remains in a huge prison, which is Equatorial Guinea.